Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The middle class is shrinking fast. It's not really a partisan thing, it's just a fact, it's an ideological thing, and I'm gonna show you exactly why this week a video of a younger lady, someone around my age, is going viral because she finally came to her senses and realized that the middle class is being destroyed, and why. Take a look.
So I just left my wig appointment crying, and that might sound really insensitive, but I got denied. And I'm just like so tired of living and working and doing this every single day, like, and having nothing. Like, I am on my maternity leave, my husband is unemployed, can't get a job because there's nothing in Arizona, like nothing. We just had a baby, and I applied before and I made not even a couple dollars too much, and I got denied. And they recently increased the income requirements, and I recently had my baby, and so I reapplied. Do I have time to reapply, go to these appointments? No, but I really need help.
So whether she knows it or not, this lady is actually rebutting the entire Democrat economic strategy and the welfare system that they've set up. I'm very sympathetic to her. You know, I think we should approach this with compassion because I get it. My wife just ended maternity leave. It could be very scary. I'm a young father. She's a young mother. I think that's legit. We can put aside for just 1 second the fact that her husband really should go get a job and that I don't know what he's doing with that. But other than that, what she's talking about is very real. And what it is that we are seeing the destruction of the middle class because of our bloated welfare system. That's what's happening. Let me explain that. If you make no money in the United States right now, you've got a ton of welfare options. Tons. From healthcare to food stamps, WICs, like she's talking about in this. If you're going to college, you can get Pell Grants. But if you make a ton of money in the United States, as opposed to making no money, you have no welfare options at all. And that's fine, because you've got the money, you don't need it, right? However, what's really screwed up about it is that it completely divides earners into these two categories. It's either you're making a ton of money or making nothing. And that's what this girl is understanding in this video. If you happen to fall in the middle class, which is making about 80K a year, you don't make a ton, but you also lose all benefits. You do not get any welfare, hardly at all, if you're in the middle class. And what happens is you actually end up making less than if you just stopped working altogether. That is what's happening right now. That is why the middle class is caving in on itself. That's why we only have two, really. You're either upper middle class or you're just lower class. To see what I'm talking about, I made this chart. I want to show you guys because this is based on the welfare that Americans get under every single welfare program available. If you look, this is the estimated total benefits. And there's a bit of a range here because obviously depending on if you have kids, that's going to affect it. But for the most part, what I did in here was I just made it a normal family of three or four. If you're a couple and then you have a kid or two, that's what this is looking at. So if you happen to have a gross income of $20,000, which is nothing, right? You're working minimum wage. You get estimated total benefits of $44,000 to $50,000. So overall, your actual income would be around 70K because you have all of the welfare available to you. This is why when people say, oh, tax the rich, the lower classes are paying taxes, it's actually not true. Someone making $20,000 is not paying any taxes. In fact, they're getting $44,000 to $50,000 of the benefits back. Now, if you move up to $40,000, you get even more benefits, $57,000 to $60,000, because now you start, you start being able to become eligible for different things that happen if you do work, but if you just don't make a lot of money. And obviously healthcare is the biggest piece of that, if you're wondering. Now, if you come up to $60,000 of gross income, it starts to get tapered back a bit. You get the estimated total benefits of $45,000 to $55,000. However, if you go up to $80,000, which again is about middle class, this is for a not just an individual making money, but for a household, you get a few thousand dollars at best. The model I was using couldn't really calculate it. basically you're going to get your child tax credits if you've got children, and that's it. That's what you get. Maybe an EV credit if you happen to have an EV, if you can even afford that. And then, of course, if you go up to $100,000, which is kind of when you exit middle class and go up to upper middle class, it's very low, pretty much negligible. You basically make nothing at that point. So you can see that the sweet spot in the graph is around $60,000 gross from yourself, because that means that you get over $40,000 in welfare, which puts your actual money over 100K. That's if you add your income minus the taxes you owe, which is almost negligible at 60%. You're obviously paying payroll taxes, FICA, and that's about it. You're not really paying any income taxes at that level, especially if you're itemizing your deductions, which you're probably not. But in any case, you're paying maybe $3,000-$4,000 max in taxes. If that happens, you get $40,000 given to you from the government. And again, that comes in the form of food stamps. That can come in the form of Pell Grants if you're in college, child tax credits. The biggest thing is healthcare. If you make 80K though, just $20,000 more, that could be you having, you know, a normal job, you're making 60K, and then you go get a promotion, or maybe you switch jobs and you get a 20K boost. If you make 80K, which is middle class, you get no benefits, and you end up actually making less than the person making 60,000. And this is the big problem with the social welfare system at the end of the day. It makes it impossible to get out of that spot. That's what she is experiencing right now. She made just a little bit too much in that video that I showed you. She's just making a little too much to afford the food stamps. And now she's losing out on tens of thousands of dollars of benefits because she made just a little bit too much. And the thing is this is something people know intuitively. I don't think this is necessarily a graph people have seen, but you know this intuitively. And that's why the median income in the United States is $64,000. People know the sweet spot of, ooh, I shouldn't work too hard, because if I work too hard, I lose all of the benefits. Because again, making more would cost you more money. My wife, I'll just give you an example of this. My wife and I qualified for Pell Grants and free healthcare in college because we were dirt poor. We didn't have anything. We made more money in college than when we got out and we didn't have to work. Like, you look at it, the moment you work, what I'm trying to say is we didn't have to work in college because of what was happening with this. But when we got out, we looked at our finances and we thought, now that we're working, we're making less money. We actually looked at it legitimately. We had this conversation of going back to school, taking random classes just for the Pell Grants and the free healthcare long term. Because again, free healthcare could be $15,000 a year for you, and maybe even for kids, it's going to be more than that. And that's the kind of incentive structure that leftists have created with our social welfare bloat. That's what's happening right now. It is the incentive structure. And again, they're saying it. They're broadcasting this. This is not something that is just covert. They're just, No, they're saying actively, we want to raise the taxes on the rich. We want to give more welfare to the poor. They never talk about giving welfare out to the people making 80K, 100,000. Not that I think they should, because of course that would only make it harder to get out of that. But they're open about it. So the question then is, what's the solution? And the solution is, it is time to end welfare programs for people who do not work, or even for people who do work and are making enough to get by. And the reason why is because they will actually be able to move forward. They will not get stuck in this making, $60,000 to $70,000. I think it's a ridiculous notion that welfare is going to apply to people who don't work, or people. It's two sides of the same coin. Either you're not working, therefore, why would you get welfare? Because you're just leeching off the system. Or you are working, so also, why would you get welfare? You have a job. You should be able to pay on your own. And if the answer is simply, they can't, the reason why is because of this bloated welfare system, which raises inflation and just destroys the middle class, as we've talked about. So again, the welfare should be for veterans, orphans, widows, disabled, elderly. I'm not saying there's no place for it. I'm saying it shouldn't be for the 30-year-old guy who's just decided, look, if I just make 60K, I can actually effectively make 100K rather than trying to work in more and get 80K and then just get stuck at 80K. If you make it about everyone, then we make it about no one, and that's what's happened with the middle class. You've got a huge lower class, a small upper class, all caused by socialists and redistributionists. The progressive left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. It's on Amazon. I talk about a lot of things I can't talk about on YouTube, but I think you'll enjoy it. So go check it out. The link is in the description below. Chris Pratt was on Bill Maher's podcast and went in on Democrats for being insane about their Trump derangement syndrome. It's awesome. Take a look.
You inherit enemies, and when you jump on in on you know the bandwagon with who is you know the most divisive president ever, it makes sense that you're going to be made to look terrible. And so I don't know what to believe, because it's not like I sit with Bobby and I go, so, hey, let's talk about this. Let's talk about it. It's like we're just playing cards or playing mafia or having fun or having dinner. I'm not going to pick his brain to find out exactly which of those things are true. I just kind of assume that none of them are. And for the most part, I wish him well, man. I hope there's certain things that he oversees that seem to be supported in a bipartisan way, like getting terrible toxic stuff out of our kids' food. I think that's a great thing. And so, do that, that's amazing. I'd hate to be so mired in hatred for the president that any success from his administration is something I'd have an allergic reaction to. To be like, oh, well, if they do it, I don't want it to happen. I'll put Clorox in my children's cereal myself. It's like, oh, come on, be reasonable here. There's certain things that would be a good thing to have. I want them all to be successful.
So for those of you who don't know, Chris Pratt has a big history of loving RFK Jr. That's kind of why he supports Trump. He tweets about it all the time. He loves it. So that's why he's in it. He loves what RFK Jr. is doing. He loves the Make America Healthy Again initiative. However, with that, he points out the most profound thing, I think, about Trump in his decade in American politics that a lot of people forget. And it is that with the Democrat Party, and this is why Trump has successfully disarmed them, it is all reactionary. The left has no actual policies on their own. Because what you see is if Trump does something, they oppose it immediately. They don't think about it at all. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be curing cancer, and they would come out in support of cancer. It could be lowering crime in D.C., like he's doing right now. And Democrats would come out and support crime, or they'll lie about the crime statistics, which is happening right now. It could even be something seemingly liberal, like protecting women's rights in sports, which, of course, Trump has done. Like, that's a liberal thing. That's kind of feminist. And Democrats will even do something that betrays their past ideologies just to say that they hate women having their own sports. That's actually what Trump has made them do. It transcends ideologies. It's crazy. If Trump came out today, for example, and he said that he supports men transitioning to women, which he would never do, but let's say he did, liberal women would suddenly be against it. We know that for a fact. It would happen. As Chris Pratt says, that is a very un-American way to live. It's just not good. To root against the person who is trying to lead the country is not a good thing. I don't care who it is. I mean, when Joe Biden was in, I didn't like what he was doing. But when he did something good, I was rooting for him. I wanted him to do the right thing. I knew he wouldn't do the right thing, but I still rooted for him because I love America. We've talked about the stats in the past, but if you look at the stats, Democrats care more about who is in power than the country themselves. If you look at Republicans, they actually don't care as much about the leader. They just love America. And that's very clear from what Chris Pratt is saying things. For what he's saying in this interview, of course, means they have no integrity. If all you're doing is being reactionary like Democrats, it means you don't really love America, which is not surprising to anyone, but it is sad. I think it means that you just hate whatever your enemy is doing, which is a lousy way to live on an individual level. I think it's also a horrible way to lead on a political level, and that's why Democrats are struggling. The Josh Carr Show is now on We The Free. We The Free is a conservative streaming platform. They have a ton of Second Amendment content. It's fantastic. They also have political commentary, shows, and movies. Go check it out right now, guys. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.